From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here saying hello and welcome to the program. It's good that you're able to join with us today as we again let the Bible speak. Our aim on the broadcast is to preach Christ, to proclaim the good news of salvation found only in Christ. It's to tell forth what He has done for sinners by His death on the cross at Calvary. Very often the news that we hear is depressing and discouraging, but we have got good news to tell. Our Savior has done all things well. So I encourage you to listen for the remainder of our program today, as Letting the Bible Speak is the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning. Welcome to our gospel broadcast. We're pleased that the Lord has been blessing His Word. We trust that we will hear from you. If that has been the case with you, do write to us here at Let the Bible Speak. Remember, the address comes up at the end of the program, so have a pen and a pencil ready. A piece of paper, of course, would help as well, wouldn't it? But make sure you write to us, and we'll be glad to hear from you. We're going to be looking at the subject, A Healing Touch for a Mother-in-Law. Peter's mother-in-law is the lady in question, and I hope that you have your Bible near to you, because we'll be looking at Mark chapter 1 and studying from that portion. But first and foremost, let's have some gospel music. This morning, I want you to listen to Joel and Ray as they sing My Father Planned It All.
Dark the shadows fall, I know wherever it leads, My Father planned it all. I've seen through the shade and the sunshine, I've trusted whatever befall. I sing, for I cannot be silent, My Father planned it all. There may be sunshine tomorrow, shadows may break and flee. 'Twill be the way He chooses, the Father's plan for me. I sing through the shade and the sunshine, I trust Him whatever befall. I sing, for I cannot be silent, My Father planned it all. He guides my faltering footsteps along the weary way. For well He knows the pathway will lead to endless day. I sing through the shade and the sunshine, I'll trust Him whatever befall. I sing, for I cannot be silent, My Father planned it all. A day of light and gladness, on which no shade will fall. 'Tis this at last awaits me, My Father planned it all. I've seen through the shade and the sunshine, I trust Him whatever before. I sing, for I cannot be silent, My Father planned it all. My Father
singing for us. Let's turn to Mark, the chapter 1, and we're reading some verses. We're beginning at verse 29. And forthwith, when they were come out of the synagogue, they entered into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever, and anon they tell him of her. And he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. And immediately the fever left her, and she ministered unto them. And at even, when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased, and them that were possessed with devils. And all the city was gathered together at the door. And they healed many that were sick with divers diseases, and cast out many devils, and suffered not the devils to speak, because they knew him. Our subject is a healing touch for a mother-in-law. And a very important mother-in-law she was, for she was the mother of Peter's wife. And that makes her an important lady. We find that after the service in the Capernaum synagogue, Peter invites the Savior and his brother Andrew, along with his friends James and John, to his home. And of course, it's not long after the Savior comes into the home that Peter presents him with the sickness of his mother-in-law. It says that she was sick of a fever, verse 30 of chapter 1 of Mark. Fevers would have been pretty common, you know, in Capernaum. It was on the coast of the Sea of Galilee. There were marshy areas, and where you would get that sort of an environment, it's inevitable that you would get fevers. And here is Peter's mother-in-law, and she's sick of this fever. Let's observe how wise it is to make Christ welcome in our homes. Oh, I hope your home has an open door for the Lord Jesus, that there is not that in it which would offend him. Do we truly conduct the affairs of our home as if the Lord were there, listening and watching and observing? I'm sure sometimes he would not like all that he sees. He would not like all that we do. He would not like how we behave. But oh, how wise it is to make Christ welcome in our home, to have him there in the midst of all our affairs. Because you see, when difficulty comes, when there is a problem, how good it is to have Christ there as your friend. Peter had trusted the Savior, made him his. Now he's following the Savior as a servant, and his life and his home is open to Christ. And consequently, he can ask the Lord for his blessing, for his intervention in this instance of the sickness of his mother-in-law. And how wonderfully the Lord does intervene. The Savior's not slow to answer Peter's request. It says that in the verse 31, he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her, and she ministered unto them. Immediately. I've mentioned right at the beginning of our study that there are some words that particularly are a feature of the Gospel of Mark. The word straightway, or the word forthwith, as we have in verse 29, and again here the word immediately. They all indicate speed, haste, quickness of activity. And it denotes the fact that Christ in the Gospel of Mark is presented to us as the servant of God, always going about his Father's business, always busy and hastening on the job of pleasing his Father and carrying out the will of his Father. And here we find the same haste involved. Immediately, the fever left her. Oh, how good it is to know we can know a touch from the Lord that will bring immediate benefit and immediate blessing to our lives. Then again, notice that as soon as this woman is healed, the fever leaves her, she ministered unto them. The touch of Christ, you see, will make us a blessing and make us a benefit to others. The one who has been blessed of God, touched of God, whose heart has been cleansed, whose sin has been forgiven, whose whole life has been revolutionized by the mighty grace of God, becomes a blessing to others. Becomes a blessing to others. The Lord Jesus said to his people, "Ye are the light of the world." And a world that is plunged into darkness because of sin can well do with light. And those who follow the Savior, obey the Savior, love the Savior, they are the light of the world. And that's illustrated for us here by the fact that this woman, rendered useless by the fever, touched by the Lord so that her strength is renewed, she's up, she's active, and she's serving, she's ministering unto those in the household. The blessing of God will make us useful. The blessing of God will make us a benefit to others. The blessing of God will place within our hearts a desire to serve others. People are always looking around, what can I have? What can I get? There's someone getting something that I'm not getting. Why don't I have that? That's the cry today. But the child of God will be looking around to see what it is they can do. One last point. We read that all the city was gathered together at the door, verse 33, and he healed many that were sick of divers, the word means different, diseases, and cast out many devils, and suffered not the devils to speak, because they knew him. A Christian home becomes a blessing in the community, doesn't it? A Christian home where Christ is welcomed, where Christ's power is experienced, where Christ's word is revered, where Christ's truth is held and obeyed, that home becomes a benefit to a whole community. May God give us more homes where Christ is the welcome guest and his word is obeyed and adhered. May it be so in your home today. God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday, at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.